This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Drew Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. With me, Alan Minskoff. He's a contributor to Audiophile Magazine, and he's joining me for the whole week to give us his takes on some good listening. Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm very excited about today's audiobook.
Okay.
It is by the author Richard Flanagan, and it is read by the remarkable Essie Davis, who a lot of people may know from television. She's an Aussie actress, and she reaches heights in this book that you will rarely hear in narration.
Wow, that says something.
Well, I think that the review says that as well, and I felt listening to it that she uses her actor's force and brings each character, and there are quite a few characters, into real relief. It is a book which the environmental crisis, especially the fires in Australia, hang over like a low cloud. And the activities of the people, it's another book with a little bit of sort of magic realism. The things that happen to the people are not exactly what happens to us in daily life. But it acts...
So it's a novel.
It's no question a novel. And it is fictional and, okay, and sort of has that piece where things happen to people that would never happen, but you go along because it moves the work along. And she is a unique talent. I mean, people know her from TV. She does Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, which actually...
Oh, I listen. I watch,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do too. and she is Miss Fisher. And you know, she has a lot of talent, but this is a tough, tough story. For one thing, there is this theme of the fires, and they're much worse in the novel than even as terrible as they were in real life. And then there's this family story. They are keeping their mother alive. And it's a funny kind of bookend to the story because the mom doesn't want to be kept alive. She's at the end of her life. She's suffering. And yet they are keeping her alive for their own reasons. Oh, yeah. But it makes a very powerful counterpoint to this larger environmental text. It's also set in Tasmania, which in and of itself is kind of the real outback of the outback in Australia.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's riveting.
Well, Richard Flanagan is Australia's great writer. He won the Man Booker for The Narrow Road to the Deep North in, 2014? I think, yeah.
Right, and he's kind of the king of the poetic titles.
Oh, yeah, he's really good at that. You're right.
I mean, the living sea of waking dreams. How many poets would like to just start their work there?
The narrow road to the deep north.
Absolutely.
Go Richard Flanagan. So why don't we hear a little?
We're going to hear a section that's going to give a sense of the environmental crisis. I just thought that was more important than the familial story.
Okay. Here we go. It is The Living Sea of Waking Dreams by Richard Flanagan, read by Essie Davis.
For a long time, he'd been aware of a growing scream that was within him and outside him, continued Anna's brother. He tried to contain that scream. It made him stutter, but it kept insisting. The world grew daily hotter and smokier and nightly noisier. More construction noise, more insects disappearing, more road noise, more fish stocks collapsing, more news noise, more frogs and snakes dying out, more Brexit, Trump, climate, coal, more and more.
Oh, you can hear the momentum building in her voice.
It is. It's a performance that even if you weren't interested in this subject, mm-hmm, listening to this performance is worth it. And I think it's a perfect kind of family story that a lot of us will deal with. You know, a lot of people deal with what happens at the end of life with parents.
Yeah, of course.
And so that's an important piece. But the fires themselves are kind of like a character. He really does an extremely careful and detailed job of talking about the environmental crisis. He himself said he wrote this as a response, as kind of a cri de coeur about the horrific experiences that they had in Australia.
It's, you know, that was, God, 2020, what a mess that year was. Because that was in January 2020. That's the way the year began, with those horrible bushfires.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that is The Living Sea of Waking Dreams by Richard Flanagan, read by Essie Davis. And this was an Earphones winner, correct?
It is.
Excellent. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. And then follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple. It helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.